KGY Northwest Music.
Olympia's KGY celebrating 100 years in this community with special program coming up after midday. You wouldn't think so right now because a host of guests are arriving into the building. And Frank Van Gedler is one of them. I hope I've pronounced your name right, Frank.
Van Gelder.
Gelder. All right. Okay. I'm British. I can. That's my excuse, Frank.
No problem.
Frank is from TVW. What do you do for TVW, Frank?
So I'm the director of development at TVW here
okay.
in Olympia.
Which means?
So
what's going on with TVW?
My staff and I, one of whom is joining me today, Jonathan Lindsay.
Hi, Jonathan.
We are tasked with raising funds for TVW, which is a nonprofit television station here in Olympia, and we cover the legislature and also produce 6 programs every week.
Wow. A lot.
We do a lot.
Yeah. And of course, we thank you guys too, who, because you share your legislative stuff with us as well, which we're honored.
Yes, we do. And KGY has been a great partner for us over the years.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, we appreciate that. I think people are really interested in that. Jonathan, what do you do for TVW?
I work with Frank at TVW and I also raise funds for the station. And, I get out and tell people that we're not a state agency, even though a lot of people think we are.
I think they do think
they
you
do
are,
think
yes.
that, and that's okay. It's a valuable service we provide, but we are out there asking folks for support for the work that we do.
Talking of fundraising, the last 2 years for people that need to raise funds has been tricky. How's it been for TVW?
Well, it's been pretty good. It's been a lot of the conversations we have with people are often in person. And so having to shift over to Zoom like everybody else has done has presented challenges and opportunities as it has for everybody else as well. And we're looking forward to getting out there and meeting people like you and being out in the community and shaking hands and saying hello.
So. Well, Frank, Jonathan, thank you so much. You had something else you wanted to say?
Well,
Frank.
I just wanted to add that, a silver lining for the last couple of years has been that the value of TVW has really come to the fore. Without us, you would not have been able to engage with your state government. So we've gotten a lot of feedback, positive feedback about that as well.
Good, good. Well, it is a valuable resource. Frank, Jonathan, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for coming and thank celebrating you. 100 years with us.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I keep saying to you that it's unfathomable, the time. It just, you can't think about 100 years, can you? And what it may have looked like. But yeah, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
And all the best to TVW. Great to see you both. Yep, KGY is celebrating 100 years. Special program coming up after midday in the sense of, you think we've had some special guests now? It's going to get it even better. And we've got some, you know, what would we call it? Audio, for want of a better word, from years gone by. And special guests from the names you used to trust here at Olympia's KGY. And believe you me, there's some names in there and voices that you will definitely remember. Celebrating 100 years, this is Kevin the Brit into the afternoon. We need to do a little business first and then real nostalgia coming up right here at 95.3.
Olympia's greatest hits. 95.3 Olympia's KGY. KGY.
$1,000 cash.
Give us some money.
I need money.
Money?
We need the money now.
Before we move into our special program, it's KGY's $1,000 a day payday. And here is this time around's keyword. Beauty. B-E-A-U-T-Y. Beauty. Enter that word right now at kgyfm.com. Click on the KGY payday for a shot to win $1,000 cash in this nationwide contest. Remember, there's double the chance to win every weekday, and you get in the drawing for $10,000. Good luck. KGY's payday is brought to you by G3 Junk Removal.
Money.
It is Olympia's KGY and a very special day. It is April the 5th. And 100 years ago, the call letters KGY became a radio station here in Olympia. And with me now to get us underway is our current general manager. And if I could work out the generations of the Kerry family, I'd be well away, but I can't. But he will tell us.
Fourth generation.
Fourth generation, Nick Kerry. Tom Olson was your great-grandfather.
That's right.
And bought the radio station in the 40s, right?
Yeah, 1939. Tom Olson, Olympia native, he purchased KGY. And, you know, then that's history.
That's right.
That's all right. Yes, yes.
It's unusual, Nick, for a fourth generation family-owned business to be around. Right. This is
it is rare to have a fourth generation business. And it's also rare for, you know, radio stations to be family owned, locally owned, and then to pass through the generations, like KGY certainly has. Right now, our owners are Tom Olson's grandchildren, Jennifer and Michael and Matthew Carey. And of course, I have the privilege of serving as the general manager and running things here, you know, day to day. So never knew Tom Olson. He passed, you know, long before my time, but heard many good things about him.
But you remember your grandfather and grandmother.
Grandmother, yes, Barbara Carey, who ran the station for a long, long time, such as from when Tom passed away in the mid-70s. Barbara then really assumed a leadership role here, and she had that until she left us in 2006, sadly. But, you know, she dedicated her life to running this business and, you know, having a little bit of fun too with this business throughout those decades of exciting radio times.
For sure, through the next hour or more, we're going to be hearing a little bit of your grandmother, for sure, I can tell you that, and also some other names and stuff. Now, as we look forward, your job now is to carry the business forward. Mm-hmm. With a reflection, we're going to reflect a lot over the next few hours on the past and the history. But I'd like you, if you were to look forward, what does the future look like for what is now the KGY Media Group?
Absolutely. Good question. So some of our listeners may know that we have a couple of stations within the KGY Media Group. And so, of course, 95.3 KGY is one of them, and our namesake, if you will. And so radio, what does radio look like going forward? What does running a local business look like, you know, moving forward over the next, you know, 10 or 20 years? It's a good question. And the good news is that we have so many passionate people involved in our business here, and we have such a fantastic community and a community of local advertisers that, you know, continues to work with us, and we continue to deliver results to them and their business. And while many might perceive that, you know, radio has, you know, long since its heyday, and that, you know, online music and satellite radio is, you know, dominating the space. That's just simply not the case. Radio still has so many people listening to it, you know, on a daily, weekly basis. And that's going to continue on. Radio is also free, and it doesn't take, you know, data. It just takes, you know, a device, a receiver to tune into the station. And so, frankly, you know, young people who may otherwise be obsessed with their cell phone and their smartphone and all this stuff, guess what? You know, radio might save you a little bit of money and also provide you that same, you know, great entertainment. So we're certainly going to be in the radio business for a long time to come. And the advertising business as well, helping local clients, whether that's with radio advertising or with some digital advertising that we can offer to. So that's where radio's going.
All right, Nick. Well, one more question before you go, and thank you very much. We appreciate you as our general manager just now. Just your favorite memory growing up as part of this business. Were you involved with the business? I mean, I know I've been here a while, and I know the younger Nick Carey was around and painting and doing the odd jobs. But what memories do you have?
Good question. And it's hard to pick, you know, one memory. I think there are memories of being a very young child, an elementary age, you know, child, and coming to the station and being pretty wowed by, you know, going into the studio and seeing radio behind the scenes. And so those are some of my early memories of this business. And then those memories when I was a teenager and I started actually working in the business, because, and I had the ability to know more about the business too. And that certainly solidified, I think, my passion for radio and, you know, why I decided ultimately to get involved in the station. So, you know, that was like going to the fairs, you know, the Mason County Fair out there.
All that stuff, that community.
Lake Fair and Thurston County Fair, and being in charge of the booth and setting things up and talking to listeners as they came by to see us. So, yeah, lots of good memories, and lots of maybe antics and fun that we kind of got into around here. Some of those things have to do with the van, right? So we used to have a KGY van.
All right. Well,
and it was a Ford, you know, Aerostar van.
Okay.
And, you know, we took the van. We were headed to a place and, you know, reached up to adjust the rear view mirror, and boom, it just, you know,
it fell off
of the windshield. So there you go. That was an old van.
That's an old van.
And it was kind of funny. So
yeah, it was at the time. Nick, for the moment, thank you very much. We're certainly going to have a lot of memories through the next few hours. And for the moment, I know you're going to step back out and share a piece of cake or two.
I'm looking forward to some cake. Yes, delicious.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're going to move on and hear some more voices coming up for you. But first, let's take a little listen back to the way KGY used to sound in the 70s. KGY.
Olympia's KGY.
Degrees. And with news, it's Barbara Carey, and with music, it's Bob O'Brien.
Golly, I know him. 10:05 at KGY near the Eagle. Eagles, KGY, 10:08 with Robert O'Brien. The Salvation Army Auxiliary will have a book review and silver tea at the Salvation Army at 5th and Plum Thursday, March 21st at 1:30. Proceeds go to further the work of the Salvation Army, and it sounds exciting, so make it out to that. These are the staple singers this morning at Touch a Hand and Make a Friend.
KGY Golden.
And holding on to yesterday. We are exactly 1 minute away from the official arrival of spring. Now, spring is going to need a little help because it's been a tough winter. And with a little help from my friends here, we have the entire KGY radio staff here packed into the control room. Over there in the corner is morning man Dick Poost. Dick is the one over there you see with the toothpicks under his eyelids. Sorry, Dick, to keep you awake here. Salesman Bob Williams is here, too. Bob in his $2 suit. That's a suit made entirely out of $2 bills. Newsman Bob McLeod is here, too. His tape recorder is all ready to go to capture this momentous occasion for posterity. Bob, please make sure it's plugged in because the last time it didn't work. And the doggone news lady is here. Ma'am, curb your dog, please. Okay, we are ready. Now, I've got to have everybody's concentration here because we're less than... Well, we're actually 10 seconds away from this momentous occasion. Okay, I'm concentrating. I'm concentrating. I'm concentrating. For some reason, it's just not working. It's not working. Oh, it's not.
Oh,
gosh. It didn't happen. Shall we try it again? One more time here. One more time. It's got to work. It's got to work this time. It's got to work this time. Come on, spring. Come on. Hey! All right! Oh, the thrill of it all. Spring, officially here in Thurston County. We'll be checking in with our remote broadcast units we have in Owen Tumwater, Nisqually, and Lacey to make sure that spring has arrived in those places, too.
Papa John just about mentioning everybody in the radio station from around 1976. Papa John, hello.
Well, actually, I was here from 77 to 78.
All right.
But that clip was March 20th of 1978. And I sat in this very room. And
doesn't he just sound the same, everyone?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he doesn't.
You do. I can tell it's you. That's for sure.
He doesn't sound like
that. Well, I tell you, somebody else in that clip is on the phone. We better say hi to him because he's been waiting on patiently.
Absolutely.
Robert O'Brien. Hello.
Up there in Mount Vernon. How are you, Bob?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? How are you keeping?
I'm doing great.
Bob,
I live in Mount Vernon now. Just a little ways north of Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Nick Carey. I have a story about Nick.
Is it broadcastable?
I was best friends.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was best friends with his grandma. And she was babysitting him. And we went to lunch at the Falls Terrace, which I don't know Paul's Harris is still there or not, but
it's still there, Bob. But I don't know that it's open right now.
It's not open, Bob.
It's not?
No.
Well, it was a good restaurant. Anyway, he was such a good baby. I mean, he sat there in his little carry-all crib kind of thing, and just didn't make a peep. He was a good kid, and I guess from what I hear, he still is.
Yeah, well, he's our general manager now, Bob, so we best watch our P's and Q's.
I see.
Robert, what's your favorite memories from back then? Because it was a rockin' radio station back in the 70s.
Oh, we had a great time. To me, it was the most fun of any of the stations I've been involved with. It was just like a family. And in the days of P.J. Kirkland and Dick Poost we just had so many great people that worked there, and including Ty Flanders doing mornings over at the other station in town, one of the other stations. But it was just a great time I started there in 1969 and lasted until 1975, and I left and became a program director over in the Tri-Cities for Sterling Recreation Organization.
Well, I bet some of those radio stations have been swallowed up now, Bob, right?
Oh, I think so, but I know KALE is still there.
Wow.
And and also I also went to KRKO up in Everett, and I worked there for off and on for a long time. And I had written down here a couple of things that I'd done. I ran Ron Bailey School both in Seattle and San Francisco. And I went to work with Pat O'Day at KKMI in Seattle, which was KYYX and then became KKMI. And then I had a partner that we worked together for many years at both KRKO and KWYZ, Radio 123, and that was Dennis Wills. And he lives, I guess 4 or 5 miles away from me up here in Mount Vernon.
Wow, interesting.
Hey, Bob, a couple of things. You mentioned KRKO. It's interesting about KRKO. I had the opportunity to work there and work here at KGY.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad I made the choice here. Quite a place.
Oh, yeah.
KRKO, of course, as you know, is also celebrating its 100th birthday.
That's right.
So there's a lot of 100s flying around.
I've got some tapes over there, and they're doing a kind of a shindig, I guess, later on in September. So that'll be interesting to see. I've been to a couple of reunion things with KRKO folks, and before Barbara passed, I was invited to come to a couple of the KGY Christmas parties, which that was always a lot of fun.
There you go.
I hear tell that they were a lot of fun.
There you go. I do have a question for you. What do you remember of the Sky River Rock Festival in Tenino on August 31st?
Oh, man.
I can fill in I can fill in the gaps if you're hesitant.
Well, I remember Ty Flint and I went with Dick Poost out to the Sky River Rock Festival, and I'll tell you what, Dick interviewed this gal, and she was wearing nothing at all from top to bottom, and Dick just handled it like a pro, you know, so to speak.
There you go.
All right. What a great story. Bob, listen, we've got so much to get through, but I want to thank you for taking some time out to talk to us today. Thank you so much
indeed. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Take care.
All right.
That's Robert O'Brien. John, we didn't really talk to you much at the moment, but memories of your days here at KGY. This is the KGY 100 birthday celebration, by the way, in case you're wondering what on earth is going on.
Well, first of all, My wife, Christina, is listening at home. And that was not Chris that we heard being interviewed by Dick.
That's why she didn't remember it.
No, yeah, she didn't remember it. And I, you know, she texted me. She says, that's not me. And I said, that's what I just told Kevin. That's not you. I was here. I was here from 77 to 78. And then I won't bore you with all the other radio stuff. It was great working here. Dick hired me, and there are lots of great people here. I'm trying to think of some of the standouts. Oh, I know, Herb Anderson, station manager.
Right. Okay.
Just a wonderful man. I did a radio stunt on the air with one of the sales guys. We went off about a restaurant that was closed. For some reason, I don't remember, but we were doing ads for them come down, get it. Oh, no, we were getting, oh, I know what it was. We were giving away free tickets for dinner.
Oh, wow.
But the restaurant was closed.
Oops.
And so he came in here. Al came in here, the sales guy, said they're closed. And we riffed on it for quite a while. And Dick called and said, he called on the hotline. He said, if you didn't record that for the Christmas party, you're fired.
Did you record it?
I don't remember. What I do remember, though, is Herb Anderson walking in the front door. And he looked at me and I looked at him. He wasn't very happy, but he never said anything to me about it. So it was a lesson learned.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you stick around for a bit? And I'd love you to read the weather in a minute.
I'm here as long as you want.
Let's have a bit of Papa John doing the KGY weather. Next.
I can do that.
Oh, Pierre just sent over little grits for the old wolf man. Sure is good. From the lush bouquet of fragrant greens, Pierre's greenhouse lures lovers of fine food. And lovers from Pierre's delectable menu, I want you to consider the lamb roast. It's really delicious. A rack of spring lamb imported from New Zealand, you know. Then lovingly marinated in a special mixture of wines and herbs for about 2-3 days. Now Pierre's chef then prepares this indescribably delicious dinner, complete with parsley, potatoes, a loaf of bread and lettuce. And it's all yours from Pierre's greenhouse. Tonight's your night. At the Sheridan Inn, Olympia.
Why shop here? Why shop there? Why go looking everywhere? Everything for the family you will see at Miller's.
The final week of Miller's great 56th anniversary sale brings bargains more sensational than ever. Men's suits reduced for the first time. Regular stock, 2 and 3 button models, gabardines, flannels, and worsteds, values to $65, anniversary sale price $45. Men's slacks, famous makes, gabs, flannels, and tweeds, values to $22.50, anniversary sale price $10 a pair. Wash and wear sports shirts, long sleeves, values to $8.95, anniversary sale price $3.89 each, or 2 for $7.50. Bigger and better values every day, and more door prizes every day for the last week of Miller's 56th anniversary sale.
Miller's always offers more. It's your best department store. Summer, winter, spring, or fall. Miller's the best place to shop after all.
Police officers know it only takes a few seconds of someone texting and driving for things to go terribly wrong. That's why officers are increasing enforcement of texting and driving laws. So put your phone down when driving, or be prepared for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find.
I'm looking for a whiskey that will blow my buddies away.
This single barrel bourbon is a surefire hit.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? I feel like a rock star.
Well, finding this bottle at that price, you totally are. Find what you love. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly. B21.
KGY.
Tammy Sautel is your local expert in realty in the South Sound. It doesn't matter if you're buying or selling. Tammy Sautel is just like family and will help you get it done.
Olympia's KGY.
Olympia Oil and Wood Products, Fleetwood 64411.
The largest oil dealer in town. We are the best you'll find around.
Fuel, oil, and coal and wood. Olympia's products are so very good.
Service is a specialty. Try it and you will be.
It's always fair weather when you remember the number Fleetwood 64411. The Olympia Oil and Wood Products Company presents the latest official weather forecast from United States Weather Bureau at the Olympia Airport. But the first, don't wait any longer. Order now for your winter supply of Utah or Wyoming coal in lump, nut, or stoker grade. You have just 1 month left to take advantage of the new low summer prices. So be sure to phone Fleetwood 64411 or go to the Olympia Oil and Wood an order from the office. And now, the weather.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay.
South Sound weather as of 4/5/2022.
I'm reading the whole thing. And I have a weather story after that.
Okay.
Mostly sunny today, a chance of a shower, expect a high of 54. This evening and overnight staying dry, clear overnight, low 34. Wednesday, partly sunny with a mild high, 62. And I think this is awesome. Sunny, dry, 72 on Thursday.
Olympia 1240.
As it was when Papa John was around, and that's who's my guest at the moment. We've got a lot more guests to come, and I think we're going to go past 1 o'clock, John.
That's fine.
I think we are, because we're not even halfway through all the audio. You've got a weather story. Tell me that weather story.
Well, that ad that you had before, the audio you had before, and by the way, congratulations on pulling all that stuff. You talked earlier about, but I know you have been extremely busy putting all of this together.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, it's been fun though.
Yes.
I mean, my goodness, 100 years.
And
can you imagine?
And folks, I'm also the Centennial Outreach Director.
Yes, John.
Nick, we
should thank you for getting in touch with some of the people that are actually around the building right now.
Nick squeezed my. Squeezed my arm and said, John, I said, sure. So anyway, the other weather story is back when I was on the air, and you mentioned KELA earlier, when there was a weather forecaster at the airport, the okay. Weather Service.
Right.
When the building is still there. It's airport operations, but there was a weather guy there.
Okay.
His name was Jack Davis, and he would phone in the weather report to be recorded and played later, but it was fed live down to KELA, and they carried it down there. So, Christina, when she worked here, she may correct me when I get home. I'm sure she will. But she's very loves birds, and Jack was a birder, and they got together, and she went to his place and saw his bird, you know, collections of bird books and things like that. So I wanted to give a shout out to Jack as the weather guy.
The weather guy.
The weather guy.
As it really was.
That's right.
Talking of Christina,
yes.
Strange coincidence. We'll talk afterwards.
Sure.
But I've just got to say office romance, and we'll leave it right there. Here on the line right now is Christina. Christina, hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Right. So let's go back in time for you. We'll talk about the office romance shortly. But
okay.
First of all, what would people remember you for doing here at KGY?
Well, they probably would remember me when they call the station because I answered the phones. I was the receptionist. I also did the traffic, which is not car traffic, but it's the logs that are required by the FCC. And so I would, you know, record all of where the commercials are going to be played and those things.
And
the instructions
then,
for the DJs.
And back then, Chris, now today we use computer software to do that work, but back then you wrote it by hand, didn't you?
Yes, I wrote it all out by hand on these special pieces of paper that had, I don't know how to describe it. It was very old. And I also had to use a mimeograph machine, believe it or not.
You better educate me on what that is.
Well, it's a really old-fashioned copy machine.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. We didn't call them that in England, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. Gosh, and that was quite a task, though, because KGY was busy in those days. Not that it isn't now, but it was definitely busy then.
Yeah, we were really busy then, and it was great for the station. One of the things I had to do was type up on a hand typewriter, you know, not the electric typewriters, this document every day. It was like a newsletter that was, I then had to mimeograph, and then it got distributed to local businesses like restaurants and things for people to read. So that kept me busy.
I'm sure it did. But not too busy for a romance.
Yes.
Well,
I met current husband there.
So we're talking John, who is in the studio, strangely enough.
Yeah, Papa John.
He's around the building somewhere, that's for sure. Well, I've got to ask you, Christina, was it love at first sight?
No, actually it wasn't. When I first met him, I thought he was a jerk. But then, you know, we got to know each other working together, and, you know, just one thing after another. And then Valentine's Day in 1978, he gave me a Valentine's Day card, and that did it.
And that did it. How long have you guys been married?
Well, we just celebrated our 43rd anniversary last September.
Well, congratulations to
you.
So let's go back to the KGY. Well, I guess really 70s and 80s were heyday for AM radio, really. Well,
yes.
Apart from the hard work that you did and, of course, the romance, what other memories do you have? Because you worked with Barbara, right?
Yes, Barbara Carey was the owner of the station at that time, and she was really committed to, you know, being a public service to the area. So I really respected her for that. And the station did a lot of public service events and had public service programs and you know, public service announcements. So that was really wonderful. But Barbara, she was quite a character, and she kind of took me under her wing because I was young and I was a single mom. And so we she liked Neil Diamond, and so we went to see a Neil Diamond concert together.
Oh, wow. Where was that?
That was up in Seattle.
Okay.
At the Coliseum. That used to be Key Arena.
Right, right, right.
And then we also went to see a concert that was Tony Bennett.
Wow, that must have been cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. He was playing at the old Opera House at that time. So.
Oh, my goodness. So some fond memories from
back then.
Yes,
and Barbara, she used to read... it was either the 9 o'clock news or the noon news, I forget which, but one day she was reading the news, and she was reading a story and having a really hard time making a bunch of mistakes while she was reading it. And so it was time to go to commercial, and she didn't realize she hadn't turned her microphone down. And I won't use the exact words that she used, but she said, "What? Who the bleep wrote this piece of bleep?" And it went out on the air. And, you know, there's those seven words you can't say on the radio.
And she used
two of them.
She used two. We've all been there, Christina.
Yeah, well, that was pretty funny, and luckily that was on tape, and so we played that at the Christmas party.
I've got to ask you, I have to ask you this, because we played it a little while ago, and that was Dick with his pickle. Do you remember that story?
I don't.
You don't?
Okay. No, I don't remember that.
We'll have to send you a recording in it to jog your memory, because, it was pretty funny, and you were quite the star.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember that.
It's a really good one. It's a really good piece of audio we've got. Well, Chris, it's great to talk to you. Thank you so much indeed for taking some time out. And thank you for your memories.
Oh, well, thank you. And happy anniversary, KGY. I'm so happy you guys are still on the air.
Thanks very much, Christina. John, we need to clarify, Papa John, that is your wife.
That's right.
And that was not her on the pickle story.
That's also correct.
As she will doubtless attest to, we should have gone back to her and asked her that. Go ahead, John.
The other thing, Christina texted me, she clarified. She said that Jack, the weather guy, introduced her to birding, Jack Davis.
Right.
I think he was involved with the Audubon Society, too. So.
Right. Gotcha.
There you go.
So if I was to say to you, what do you think the number one song was in the 70s overall?
I don't remember.
And it's kind of difficult. I'm surprised by this.
Can you give me a hint?
The biggest selling song. Well, You Light Up My Life. Do you know who sang that?
Yes. Debbie Boone.
Mm. And here it is from the 70s at Olympia's KGY.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing.
one song from the 70s here at 95.3 Olympia's KGY as we continue to celebrate our 100th birthday. And yes, we're not playing a great deal of songs, but we are playing a few because there are special guests, etc., we need to get to. And waiting patiently on the line was somebody that also had an office romance, John. That is Doug Adamson. Doug, hi.
Hey, thanks for having me part of the celebration. Sure appreciate it. Congratulations.
Hi, Doug.
Well, hello there.
So that's Papa John, who was here in the 70s. Doug, tell us when you were here.
I was there from 94 to 2000, and you would not believe the amount of things that we ran into on the waterfront in the news department. It was a tremendous responsibility, and I just appreciated everyone who supported the station, continues to support the station, and it was a terrific place to work. And some of my biggest memories were working with Barbara Carey, and God bless her soul, and she was like a mom to us, and she was just a terrific business person in the community who did so much. And I have many, many fond memories working on the waterfront. One of them was covering the Hardell Mill fire. We were doing live coverage of it, the largest fire in the history of Olympia. City council meetings, of course, Lake Fair parades, you name it, we did it. It was just all around town, and just happy to be able to chime in today and say congratulations on this terrific anniversary.
Doug, you did a lot of news back then, right?
It was, there were so many things that we covered. I worked the night shift, so I started in the afternoon and came in and really went to city council meetings, went to evening crime situations and protests. And I think maybe the biggest thing that I ever did was I was an impromptu MC for the Olympic torch that came through for the Olympic relay, and a volunteer organization asked me, hey, can you be the offstage big voice announcer? I said, sure, I can do that. And I thought, are you sure you don't want me to be the MC? Because there's a huge difference between the two. And they're, oh, no, you be the offstage announcer. So I show up to this thing at the Capitol. It was for the Olympics. And there were maybe 10,000 people there. It was just packed. And me being just a little suspicious, wore a suit that I probably had not worn since I was a teen. I just got suspicious. So I show up, the entire Capitol campus, from the legislative steps over to the Temple of Justice, packed full of people. And I show up, and they said, hey, you're our MC. And the flop sweat starts, and I'm just about to lose my mind. I couldn't believe I was going to have to do this. So I get up on the stage, and the Olympia Symphony's up there, the governor and the mayor's up there, and I go to sit down, and guess what happens? I rip the pants open, blew them completely open.
Oh, man.
And I said, this is everyone's worst dream come true, right? Yes, showing up for a situation, and you have to get other people. Nobody had any idea, except for, I'm sorry, maybe the governor and the mayor at that time had an unfortunate view. But it went off without a hitch. But, it's just one of those things where you just keep on going, right? You just keep on going, and nobody, I hope nobody saw anything else. The only suspicious thing is when I walked away, I tied my suit coat around my waist. Well, who does that? In order to make a clean getaway.
Just to make it clean.
Anyhow, back to congratulations to KGY. The century is remarkable. And I wish the Carey family continued success, and everyone who works there, and real asset for the community.
Thank you. Before you go, though, got to ask you about the office romance. Is Laura with you right now?
No. I should have led off with that. And I think the best thing that ever happened to me was the person who became my wife. She was on the air as Laura Vautier, and Sparks flew, and we wound up getting married, and we have been together ever since. So more than 20 years later,
wow.
Best thing that ever happened to me, KGY, was meeting my wonderful bride.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Doug.
Doug, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for holding on the line. We hope to see you soon, and regards to Laura as well.
Wish I could have made it in there today, but congratulations nonetheless.
Right, thanks a lot. That's Doug Adamson, who was here, as he said, in the late 90s, doing news. A lot of news happened here at KGY. Before we talk more with Papa John, we're going to go back to 1946, when the station became 25, right? Yeah, you've got to do the math-ish. So it must be 46, 47, something like that. And the person that started it all was Father Sebastian.
Friendly entertainment. Olympias KGY, 1240.
It was in the summer of 1921, 25 years ago, that experiments in voice transmission were first begun at St. Martin's College. There were a few broadcast stations in operation in that year in this Northwest, the principal ones being KMO, a privately owned station in Tacoma, KGB of the Tacoma Ledger, and KJR of the Seattle PI. The first apparatus used at St. Martin's for broadcasting was indeed crude and was made up of remains of other transmitters. Ford spark coils were used as chokes and modulation transformers. Carbons from discarded dry cell batteries made good resistors, while the condensers of tin foil and paper or of sheet copper and glass were homemade. An imposing array of 20 cold cream jars contained the proper elements needed for the rectifier. The circuit used in the transmitter was the then popular Colfitz Heising, with its two tubes, one used as an oscillator, the other as modulator, and the tubes were the small VT2s used by the Army and Navy and the telephone companies in their amplifier circuits. While better and more efficient apparatus was added to the station in the years following, KGY was always rated as a 5-watt station, as long as this was located at Lacey. But believe it or not, that tiny voice, during the first 4 years of its activity, made itself heard in 23 states and in Canada, and on one unbelievable occasion in the Hawaiian Islands. This achievement, which today seems incredible for such a low-power station, may be better understood when we are reminded that back in 1921 and 22, and until several years later, there were few stations on the air, no chains or networks, and many stations enjoyed the use of an exclusive channel free from interference. In spite of the narrow limits of our little studio, if it could be honored by that name, we did manage to broadcast some instrumental and vocal numbers, the first of which was a program of accordion selections by Ralph C. Cater, then of the Olympia Fire Department. Ralph, or Cater as he was known, was heard in a 30-minute program on the evening of March the 10th, 1922, with the Olympia Fire Department as his special listening audience. Our next venture as a studio program was when a month later we presented Miss Mary Dempsey of Tacoma in a number of harp selections. The saxophone quartet from the college orchestra, in spite of the very close quarters, broadcast one evening, while on a different occasion, a native Hawaiian who was then at Fort Lewis entertained with a program of latest selections on his steel guitar. Our little studio was nevertheless the source of several special feature programs during these record days of broadcasting. For instance, on the evening of February the 28th, 1922, we broadcast a program of recorded music from 8:30 until 11 for the entertainment of the Olympia Elks and their friends who held open house that evening. Loudspeakers had been located in different parts of the club rooms. Shortly before 11 o'clock that evening, Felix Donges, Florence Kildow, A.M. Quito, and Mr. Jeffers, esteemed leading knight of the Olympia Lodge, motored out to the college station. At 11 o'clock, with an accompanying background of Auld Lang Syne, the 11 o'clock toast was pronounced for Mr. Jeffries. The evening's program had proven a decided success and had been thoroughly appreciated by the crowds that thronged the Elks Club rooms. During March of this same year, 1922, the expected finally happened. We had been using our amateur call letters, 7YS, for our broadcast station call all this time, and had had our regular programs appear in detail in the Seattle, Tacoma, and Olympia papers when it occurred to the Federal Radio Inspector that, in his own words, we were getting too much publicity and had better procure a broadcasting license. In other words, he had given us the QRT signal, which in radio parlance means just plain stop sending. The inspector, however, promised us a broadcast license and official call letters, The awaited document arrived 3 weeks later, on April the 5th, 1922, and we were to be known from then on as KGY, with a full-time license and a wavelength of 360 meters. The little station now felt that it was at last able to spread its wings and launch out into the air as a full-fledged broadcast station, for did not our call letters appear in every station list in the country and right alongside of the best and most powerful?
Father Sebastian. Father Sebastian Ruth, I think, is probably the correct name for him, who, of course, started the station, as he correctly said there, back in the 20s. Amazing piece of audio, John. And
it's Father Sebastian Ruth, comma, OSB.
What's the OSB?
I have no idea.
I thought you would know.
Well, when I was here, I haven't read all of this, but I have in my hand the 60 years of radio KGY 1240 publication. I think there may be some other copies upstairs.
I bet there are somewhere.
But according to the author of this one particular section, he was quite a Renaissance man. He wrote fight songs for St. Martin's College's athletic teams.
Wow.
He was in demand as a speaker in fraternal and civic circles in town. His voice was deep and resonant, as
what we just heard.
It was his wireless and radio broadcasting that exerted his greatest influence. In addition to being the afternoon guy, I was also the chief engineer from 77 to 78.
Now, times in this studio you're sat in right now, it's changed a little in here since your day.
Yes, it has.
But the old transmitter's still there. You remember that with affection, do you?
I sure do.
Kind of.
I sure do. I was here though. When the late Don Jones, who I followed as chief. He was a man of many talents. I heard this morning from a friend of mine that Don actually read news, but Don was involved with the station for many, many, many years. But Don and I put the newer transmitter in over here, but it has since been moved, and I understand it's in Mexico or someplace like that.
Probably. Yeah.
So,
But look at the progression since you were here and the equipment we use.
Well, streaming too. I mean, there's people are doing podcasts, people are doing, radio shows out of their, Smiling Jay is doing his morning show out of his home.
Right.
So it's amazing what
we can do now.
How things have changed.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're a traditional radio guy, so all these computers must be like, oh, okay. What do you think?
Well, you have to keep up with the times. You can't. This is me. There's little room for Luddites, and so it's best to keep up, with the times. I don't listen to music on Spotify. I like listening to stuff right off the radio.
But there's something special about it, isn't there? And I think you look at it now, radio is still going strong.
Absolutely.
In a lot of respects, despite video, despite Spotify and all of those things, radio's still here and going strong.
It is not only in terrestrial form, but also, satellite and other streaming services, podcasts, that's the other big deal. The company that I used to work for, Entercom, is now Odyssey, and this was up in the Seattle area. They are big into podcasts. So there you go. Another thing, I read somewhere. Actually, there's two things. Or you want to do this later?
No, go ahead now.
Okay,
we can fill a little bit of time. We've chatted enough. We might as well carry on.
I read where, and it may have been in this 60 years of radio book. KGY. Can't get you. KGY. Can't get you. Now, was that back in the early days when it was still a little tiny radio station there on the St. Martin's campus? I don't know. The other thing that the other phrase I liked is, and I still like it, and I think they're still out there, The Olsons planted some cedar trees.
Oh, right.
Out there. But.
Yes. Well, something's still there.
Right. But KGY, where the cedars meet the sea. I think that's a great line, a great statement.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Papa John, thank you very much for the moment.
Sure.
We're going to carry on because we need to, I think.
I need to go get some cake.
Well, you need to go get some cake. While you're doing that, Jennifer Carey, who's the current CEO, granddaughter of Tom Olson, daughter of Barbara Carey, was on Doug's show this morning, and she had a lot of stories to talk about. And I've picked one out because I thought this was a favorite, really, because she talked to Doug about the discipline or the way they were disciplined back in the day.
When your grandfather owns the radio station, my mom always used to say, "Hey, you kids, you know, as we were getting up to be teenagers and so on, hey, you kids, well, you better keep your noses clean." Every morning, you know, about 4 a.m, Dick Poost would go down to the police station, and he would pick up the overnight news, what went on in, you know, Olympia overnight. And she used to say, if you get in trouble, Dick Poost is going to hear about it first, and it's going to embarrass your grandfather that he would hear about you getting in trouble from one of his employees. So, you know, it was probably a better deterrent than the prospect of going to actual jail. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was thinking, you know what? She heard that too, because she grew up as a little girl and into high school. I'm sure she heard the same thing from my grandma and grandpa. So that was kind of, it was a funny thing to remember.
This is Dick Nichols. I've had a lifelong love for sports broadcasting, and KGY gave me the chance to pursue my passion for nearly 50 years. It was a great ride. Thank you, KGY, and a most happy 100th birthday and many more.
Friendly entertainment, Olympias KGY 1240.
What a way to be disciplined.
Yikes.
Yes. Your grandfather does not want to hear about it from his employee. That's actually really funny. Jennifer Carey, our current CEO, talking this morning to Doug Dogger. And you're listening to 95.3 Olympias KGY, where we're looking back at 100 years. It's our birthday today. Papa John, who was one of the original crew in the 70s, is here with me. And John, we played the number one song from the 70s. I'm going back a little further now. I wonder if you can guess the artist that was number one. The number one song of the 60s.
All right, you're going to have to give me a hint.
Four people.
Oh, the Beatles.
Yeah, it has to be, doesn't it? You reckon? I think you're right. And this was the number one song from the 1960s.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she
You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.